Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, August 15th, 2017. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
Oh, you know, the world. Great. Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're able to put on your rose-colored glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. John Martellaro, how are you today?
I don't really know how to respond to that, so good morning, Jeff.
You know, I think that's the best possible response that you can have. Good morning, John. It's great to have both of you here. It's also great that iMazing Mini is our sponsor today. We'll talk about them soon. But first, we need to talk about the Apple Watch again. We talked about it, the upcoming Apple Watch, a couple weeks ago. And now we have a report that's coming from CNBC, and their sources are telling them that the Apple Watch Series 3 will come in at least one version that has an LTE cellular connection. And we've heard about cellular connection as something that's coming to Apple Watch previously. The CNBC sources are saying is that this will be for data connectivity, which totally fits with what I would expect to be in Apple Watch with cellular connection. But they're also saying it'll be a phone. And to that part, I'm going to quote Brian and say balderdash. I do not see this being a phone in addition to cellular data. So, am I off base here?
Well, you know, it could be that somebody jumped to conclusions and thought LTE meant voice when it really was restricted to data. So that's a possibility. And then
yes,
that got echoed around until CNBC picked it up fourth hand. So it could be a misunderstanding again.
Well, here's the way to think about this. Apple has gone to enormous lengths to make it possible to answer our phone from all of our devices.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that we have a phone number that can then essentially be used on our iPads, on our Apple Watches, and on our Macs, and on their iPhones themselves, and I guess theoretically a LOL iPod Touch. And the idea that Apple would suddenly split this off and like, hey, dude, can you call my Apple Watch instead of my Apple phone? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So if an Apple Watch is going to have any kind of cellular connectivity, it's going to be for data. It's not going to be for separate incoming phone calls.
What about those customers who are not in the Apple ecosystem and have a Windows PC and that's it, and they want to go out and buy a watch?
Okay,
so Apple doesn't care.
Yeah, now they can buy an Apple Watch. It's not tethered to an iPhone because it can have its own data connection, and now it becomes another gateway into the Apple ecosystem.
Well, no. No. I mean, this is not so much an issue of Apple artificially tying Apple Watch into being a companion iPhone device or an iPhone companion device even.
But
you still need something like an iPhone to manage this. Apple doesn't care if you've got a PC and you want an Apple Watch and don't want an iPhone. Apple doesn't care. Apple Watch is there in part to support the ecosystem. Apple's mm-hmm. Is not interested in making it easier to not be part of the ecosystem, and being that mm-hmm. part of the ecosystem alone is going to be nothing but a pain in the butt.
Balderdash. I believe that Apple wants the watch to become independent. Now, it's on my list of things to think about is the management issue, as you just brought up. Watch OS 4 is going to have to be very, very capable of running on its own and not be dependent on the management issues on for the app, companion app on the iPhone. Maybe Watch OS 4 can do that. If it can, any old person can walk into the Apple store and buy a watch, take it out of the store, manage it, use it, make phone calls, and maybe that will entice them to come into the ecosystem.
Apple may be interested in making the Apple Watch more independent, but Apple is not interested in making it independent.
Well, I disagree, because that's what customers have wanted for a long time. It's the number one request I saw in a survey from Statista.
No, people want it to be I'm not familiar with that particular survey, and I understand your point, but people are wanting to be able to use their Apple Watch more independently, but no one is clamoring for it to be completely independent. No one is clamoring for that.
I disagree. That is the gateway to accelerating Apple Watch sales, because right now the meme is, oh, you want an Apple Watch? You have to have an iPhone. Oh, well, I use an Android phone, so I'm out of luck.
And Apple could solve that with an app if they wanted to, but they're not going to do that either. They don't care. They really don't care about people who don't want to be don't want to have an iPhone with their Apple Watch.
Well, yes, they do, because the holy grail of the watch is to make it stand alone so that anybody can buy it. That would probably triple the sales of the Apple Watch.
No,
it wouldn't
triple sales, because it would be such a miserable experience. You need something like an iPhone to manage the device.
Forgive me, sir, but you are pulling things out of your you-know-what.
How are you going to manage the Apple Watch without something like an iPhone?
Brilliant engineering of Watch OS 4.
Well, Brian, what it would come back to is something you said a couple minutes ago, which you followed up with, and Apple's not going to do it, and that would be a companion app for other devices, meaning create the Watch app for Android, create the Windows.
I would believe that a million times over before I would believe that Apple wants to, thinks that it can completely free Apple Watch from a device right now.
Oh, you just
watch. Watch OS 10, Watch OS 20, maybe.
No.
But not Watch OS 4, and not Watch OS 5, and not Watch OS 6.
Well, you made the case against yourself in the opening segment, where you talked about the philosophy of using the Apple Watch at the beginning of the show. I mean, the preamble that you stated said that people want to be able to do things. They want to be able to get the weather and be independent and not have to always be tied to the phone. So this is just part and parcel of that concept.
First of all, I didn't say any of those things. Secondly, people do want to be more independent, but no, like I said, no one is clamoring to have Apple Watch be completely independent of iPhone. Android people out there, but again, I would buy into an Android management app before I would buy into a standalone Apple Watch.
I'm with you on that, Brian. I don't see standalone Apple Watch happening. It's one of those devices where the screen space is limited enough that for some of the management features, I think it would become so tedious that Apple doesn't want to go down that path. Now, that could change in the future. Apple could come up with some new revolutionary interface that addresses that issue. But for now, I think that you need to have a companion app.
You also brought up in your piece the battery life issue of having Apple Watch be a standalone phone.
Yeah.
I think that that's very relevant.
I agree. It is.
It's a kicker. I mean, voice over LTE uses up a lot of battery. That's why the Apple Watch isn't going to get any thinner.
I accept your apology.
That's why last week on the show I talked about how there will probably be some limitations on how much battery you can use for voice. There'll probably be some sort of
I think the limitation is going to be 0%.
Or maybe for emergency purposes.
I think it's 0%. I don't think Apple Watch... It's like the iPad. How much of the iPad with LTE, how much of that is set aside for emergency phone calls? And the answer is 0%.
Mm-hmm. So
it would be the same thing. It's a, it will be a data connection and nothing else.
Well, you made a good point at the beginning, Brian, also about how you might have to have a second phone number when you buy a watch, and having a phone, a cellular carrier arrangement for a number for just your watch.
Mm-hmm.
That would be...
Well, you would have a... I mean, like, my iPad has a phone number. I just can't really use it as a phone. I mean, so there would be a phone number attached to an Apple Watch that had any kind of cellular connectivity. But it's still... I don't think it'll be used for... Like I said, Apple's put all this effort into making our... allowing our phone, our single point of contact... be manageable, usable, and accessible on all of our devices. Why they would want to backtrack on that is beyond me. And I can make a phone call on my Apple Watch today as long as I've got my iPhone handy.
Mm-hmm. And I think that will change with Apple Watch Series 3.
I think it's related to the health and fitness aspect of it. I think my readings suggest that there are lots of people who want to go out and exercise in environments where they don't want to carry a phone with them.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's an attractive nuisance, or they don't like the way they have to carry it, or for whatever reason. But to be able to go out running by the river with just your watch, have internet connection, be able to check weather and traffic, and make an occasional voice phone call if you need to, would be a very nice thing for people to be able to do.
I love how you keep trying to sneak that voice thing in there. It's not going to happen.
There's also the little tiny thing about the fact that making phone calls on Apple Watches is fun and you know, quirky, but it's not a great experience. No. Like, you know, when you have to do it in a pinch, it's like, oh my God, this is awesome. But it's not like, you know, like, oh my God, this is the best phone conversation I've ever had. I mean, you know, like.
Well, you know, 2G Edge back in 2007 was pretty much in that boat too, but we got through it.
Yeah. Now, if you have a Bluetooth headset paired to the watch.
That's a fair point. That's a very fair point.
It becomes a different experience.
That is an extremely fair point.
But at that point, you're really just linking back to your phone anyhow.
You know what I want? I want my Apple Watch to be able to count stairs without having my phone with me. That's what I want.
Got to put down the groceries first. That's an inside TMO joke.
Oh, man. Yeah, the stairs thing, and I know I've said this many times, and I'm going to say it again. There's absolutely no reason why Apple Watch Series 0 could not count steps, or stairs, period. This is something Fitbit had been doing for years without having a barometric sensor in their devices, and it was accurate. And I know this because I used one daily for years on end, and I counted my steps with it, and I routinely checked it to see if it was accurate, and the answer was yes. So we should be able to do this with Apple Watch from the day the very first one shipped, and yeah, Apple needs to change that. Anyhow, hey, on a happy note, we have a sponsor, and that sponsor is iMazing Mini. And iMazing Mini is a cool utility that lets you back up your iOS devices far better than iTunes lets you do. Because what it does is you install iMazing Mini on your computer, and then you can set it up so that it does the backup that you want on the schedule that you want. So you can get the specific types of data off of your device. You can set up a schedule that meets your needs. You can do your backups over Wi-Fi, and it's like crazy simple to use, and it's free. Like, seriously, iMazing Mini is free. So it just shows up in your menu bar, and you can manage your backups from there. You can check on your iOS device backups. You can do restorations, everything. It's just all right there. You can set up like archive backups. You can do snapshots through time for your devices. It's like crazy awesome, and it's free. So it's one of those things that you, even if you don't use the full iMazing app on your Mac, your Windows computer, you need to get iMazing Mini, because this is the backup that you want to have. So head over to their website, iMazing.com, iMazing.com/mini. And then you can download iMazing Mini for free. And this isn't like free trial. This is just free as in free. It's something that they do because they feel everyone needs to have a good, reliable backup of their iPhone, their iPad, and iPod Touch. So go get it, iMazing.com/mini. And thank you to iMazing for being our sponsor. Okay, so Brian, you saw one of the icon changes that showed up in iOS 11 developer beta 6, and by extension, iOS 11 public beta 5, because they both came out yesterday. And this would be the App Store icon. And you kind of got your panties in a bunch about this just a little bit. What's up with that?
It looks like it was made from popsicle sticks. Yes. Or so some people have said tongue depressors, but I see popsicle sticks.
Me too.
The lines are lovely. Don't get me wrong. If you look at the lines and you don't think about popsicle sticks, they're just, you know, it's a lovely set of intersecting lines. But what it makes me think is that, great, this app store or the apps that are on them are, it's a popsicle stand. That's not a symbol of quality. It's not a symbol of quality. Like, no one goes, oh my God, that's built like a popsicle stick.
Okay, here's my problem with this, and I'm totally with you on the popsicle stick look, or the tongue depressor, whichever way you want to go. I look at the icon, and I see a failure. And the reason for me it's a failure is because an icon should give you an indication of what the app is and what the app does, right? So with the new App Store app, you have these three lines that kind of overlap each other and make a triangle-ish shape. This is an arbitrary design that means nothing. Now, if you've been like an iPhone user forever, or at least as far back as the iPhone was made, and you remember when the App Store first showed up, they used the old AppleWorks icon. So you had these symbols that at least represented something.
AppleWorks is a W.
It didn't used to be.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I remember the old icon with the pencil or the paintbrush. With a paintbrush, pencil, yeah, and ruler.
It's a W.
And it made the triangle thing, I thought.
No, it makes a W.
All right. Well, anyhow, so we had an icon.
It's a compass, a ruler, and a pen. And then at some point here, that was a paintbrush, a pencil, a pen, and a ruler. But it's always been, it was always a W.
Okay. Well, that part doesn't matter, because what really matters is that they had an icon that only loosely represented something, and now they've transitioned that into an icon that means nothing. So,
well, but it does say A for App Store.
No, it doesn't. It's a triangle. It doesn't say A.
It's an A, buddy.
Why do you say that's an A? And I'm giving because you a loaded question. Because it's an question. A. All right. So here's
because it's shape of the main reason I say that is because it's an A.
All right. So when I look at it, I see a triangle.
But it's not a triangle. It's got a base.
Technically, it's not a triangle.
Yeah.
It is an A, Jeff.
All right. Still, doesn't matter. Because when I look at this, what I see is that someone took their old icon and said, let's stylize it and make it into something new.
Yeah, that's true.
And losing its technical heritage in the process.
Exactly. So here we are arguing over the minutia of what was the original AppleWorks icon, of what is this? Is it a triangle or an A? And I don't see an A here. I see a shape. And
Okay, but that's weird.
Stop. You're going for the red herring here. We all know I'm weird. We can accept that. The fact is, we have this icon that if you are new to the Apple ecosystem, this means nothing. And that's the problem.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I agree with Brian that my first reaction to it was, huh? Where's the technical heritage? Where's the technical aspect of it? Where is the explanation to the user that this is art and craft construction with rulers?
Yeah, that's the thing that the old is, as you know, kind of goofy as it was, the thing that using the paintbrush and ruler imagery, what that is like, artists are making these apps because, you know, Apple has always talked about its engineers and its people and its designers. They're artists. Mm-hmm. And the intersection of humanities and technology, right? All that sort of stuff was sort of vaguely conveyed by
technical romanticism.
Yeah, there you go. There that you too. Go. And now what it says is popsicle sticks.
Nothing.
It says nothing. You know, I'm sitting here staring at this icon, and to me, it now looks kind of like a tent. So, and yes, I know, weird. It's fine.
It's like one of those National Park Service signs. You can erect your tent here, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that sort of thing. All right. So, but that brings it back to my concern about this icon. And I know it's an icon, but it has me worried that Apple is moving down a path where they're no longer paying attention to the user interface in a way that's meaningful for the people that are actually putting their fingers on icons.
You know, Jeff, I don't mind change.
I don't mind change either.
I have at least some empathy or sympathy with probably empathy with the notion of simplifying these designs and making them more abstract. It's just in this particular case, it connotes popsicle sticks. That's my problem with it. It's not the change. It's not even the simplification. It's that the simplification equals popsicle sticks. That doesn't make any sense to me. That is not the message to me that Apple should want to deliver about its apps.
Yes. And if you've never used iOS before, and there are many people out there that have not, and you sit down with an iPhone for the first time after buying it, and someone says, tap the App Store icon, and you say, which one is that?
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Yeah. And you can describe this arbitrary shape. And they'll be like, I have no idea why I'm supposed to know that's what that is, but okay, I'll just have to memorize it.
I think you hit the nail on the head, Jeff, when you talk about how one refers to the icon, because it can be a tent or a picnic table or tongue depressors or a popsicle. How do you refer to this icon without knowing what it is?
Yes.
That's exactly right. So that's a failure.
Yes. And I hope that this is a temporary failure and not a sign of a new design trend for Apple.
Oh, it's a sign of a new design trend for Apple.
Well, I'm going to sit here and live in my little fantasy denial world for a little while longer, so don't take that from me.
Fair enough.
Okay. And on that note, we are so out of time. Brian, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, my blood pressure was, you know, not quite high enough. So, yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having us, man.
Oh, sure thing. Glad I could help with the blood pressure. John, thank you for being here as well.
And I was so pleased to agree with Brian in the second segment.
I'm glad that we found a common ground.
and I do still accept your apology about the first segment, so we're good.
And the Apple Watch isn't going to get any thinner, so there.
You know, it's all about compromise to make a healthy relationship. So I'm feeling really good about where you two are headed with this.
I will be fascinated if the next Apple Watch has the same form factor.
Well,
it's iconic.
We're going to be talking about it. You know it. Probably come September. Hey, iMazing Mini, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, iMazing.com/mini. Download your free copy of iMazing Mini today. Start backing up your iOS devices where you have total control over what's happening. Because, hey, who doesn't want a little control in their life? And listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.